Welcome, everybody, to this Grueling Truth Major League Baseball Series Preview Special. Today, we'll look at the NLDS between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Atlanta Braves. First off, I want to tell you guys to make sure you follow me, my good pastor, at Grueling Truth on Twitter. Make sure you like, subscribe, hit the bell notification on YouTube, and check out the link in the description down below if you're watching on YouTube to get the link to go to BetMGM, the top sports book for betting the Major League Baseball playoffs. All right, guys, here we go. We've got the Phillies and the Braves. This is a rematch from last year where the Phillies upset the Braves, and a lot of the things still hold true. Can the Phillies do this again? Now, I know the Braves may have won the division and finished with the best record in baseball, but Atlanta was 44-29 in the second half. Philadelphia was 42-31. There wasn't a whole lot of difference between the two teams. And in fact, the Phillies were substantially better in the ERA department with a 3.98 to the Braves' 4.76. Now, the Braves were the better offense, though, leading the league with 129 win versus replacement that ranked 16 points higher than the Phillies. What makes the Atlanta offense so scary is the Braves put up all kinds of insane numbers, but have also gone to great lengths to cut down on their strikeouts. They've been one of the league's premier offenses for a while, but now Atlanta's bats are striking out at a 24.6% last season, which is now down to 20.6. So when you look at the Phillies, they did hit 120 home runs in the second half of the season, second only to Atlanta's 138. For Philadelphia, this year's bullpen is a better version than what they had last season. But I would also argue that the team is largely the same otherwise. This version of the Braves' offense is better, but the pitching staff is a little bit of an unknown here. The bullpen is largely the same, but the rotation depth is non-existent. So there are a lot of eggs in the Max Fried basket. You know, also Strider, whose advanced metrics were way better than his 3.86, has kind of fallen out in favor in the batting markets, but he's a very good pitcher. When you look at this, the thing that is most scary to me is I think the Phillies are a team that is well-built to win a short series. They did it last year against the Braves in this situation. So when I look at game one, the point I make here is that Strider needs to perform closer to his advanced metrics and less to his traditional ones to give the Braves the best shot. Frankly, the Braves have to win game one. Otherwise, things get very dicey for the favorites. Now, the Braves have been among the best in the league against lefties all season long, but the Phillies have made some noise as well. Atlanta has to beat Suarez because Wheeler versus Fried in game two looks like a much more difficult assignment for the Braves, especially with Elder looming and that Philadelphia home field advantage looming. Now, I've said all year, if you've watched these betting shows, anything other than a Braves-Dodgers NLCS would shock me. I'm not saying that anymore. I believe this. I believe that the Phillies, if they win game one, the series is over. If they lose game one, I still think they have an advantage. Any way they get to 1-1 in this series and get home to Philadelphia with back-to-back games where they can finish this series off, I think they're going to just do that, guys. I think the Philadelphia Phillies, for the second straight year, are going to upset the Los Angeles Dodgers. I don't think the Dodgers are near as good as the Dodgers. I don't think the Braves are near as good as they were last year. You know, it's just some issues with the pitching. They can still hit the hell out of the ball. Yeah, they may come out, get hot, sweep this series. But I really think with the Philadelphia Phillies, especially their top two pitchers, with that home field advantage when you get to game three, I mean, if I'm the Braves to win this series, I have to go up 1-0. And really, I'm not comfortable at all unless I'm up 2-0 because Philadelphia is a jungle to win in, and the Braves are going to have a hard time pulling that off. So in the end here, I think the Braves losing four just like they did last year, and the Philadelphia Phillies pull this upset. Now, my key to betting this game is this. If you bet the series right now, it's plus 145 for Philadelphia. Or if you wait until game two, let's say the Braves come out and win the way they should, those odds are going to go up to over plus 200, over 2-1 odds. So the way I would bet this series is I would bet game one, I would bet the Braves to win the game. But when I get to game two, I'm going to bet the Phillies to win the game. And then on top of that, I'm going to bet the Phillies to win the series down one game to nothing at probably plus 220, 225 odds. So my bet either way is the Philadelphia Phillies will upset the Atlanta Braves in this National League Divisional Series. And if you want to bet it, get the best odds, click on the link in the description down below in the YouTube video. Go to BetMGM. It's the top spot to bet on Major League Baseball. Also, follow me at Grueling Truth on Twitter. Make sure you like, subscribe, hit the bell notification on YouTube. You can see all of our shows also on Rumble. And you can hear all of our shows on Spotify, iHeartRadio. We are on over 300 different media outlets the world over. But for now, I'm Mike Goodpaster. You've been watching and listening to The Grueling Truth, where the legends speak.